It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got sunshine and 42 degrees going on. Well, it is that time of the month. Got to check in with our friends at Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District. Craig Lingen in studio this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
We are going to talk about grants today. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple grants that we have in our office. We've got a new clean water soil health grant, and also we've got a low-income septic grants that are available.
Okay, let's start out with the soil health grant. What's that all about?
Well, Bill, this one targets two areas in Wilkin County. The first one is the northwestern part of Wilkin County. So it's basically the townships of Wolverton, Deerhorn, Roberts, and Mitchell. Those are the main areas we'd like to target. We target this area because of the Buffalo Buried Aquifer. This aquifer is the main source of Moorhead's drinking water, so it's an important area we want to protect.
Right.
Yeah, and the second area is to protect the Wapton Buried Aquifer just east of Breckenridge. So that protects basically some of Wapton and Breckenridge drinking water also.
Okay.
We applied for these grants last year, and we're looking to get people signed up for them now.
Okay. So what kind of practices specifically, Craig, are you looking at people to do with the grant?
Well, this grant here has two things people are eligible to sign up for. The first one is the cover crop program, which has become very popular in Wilkin County. This grant has an opportunity to plant up to 1,600 acres of cover crops in this region. Landowners will get paid just under $35 an acre for cover crops, and they sign up for 3 years of planting them. They can sign, 20 acres up or up to 160 acres. It's up to them. So the other practice is conservation strip no-till. So landowners will get paid an additional $12 an acre for doing conservation tillage on their land.
Okay.
They don't have to do both. They can do one or the other or both. It's up to them. So, and like I said, cover crops have been really popular in Wilkin County over the last few years. So we also have the one-year cover crop program available. This gets farmers' feet wet, and then they can transition into these three-year contracts.
All right. So environmentally, because we always like to talk environment, what are the environmental benefits of this project, Craig?
Well, the goal of this project is to protect and restore the Moorhead and Breckenridge, Minnesota public drinking supply. So this will be achieved by protecting the Buffalo and the Wapton Buried Aquifers and protect and restore the surface waters that enter the Red River of the North. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency did a study in 2019 on the Red River of the North and its tributaries, and they found out that they are delivering too much sediment and nutrients to the Red River. High nitrogen levels are a concern to groundwater and drinking water supplies, and high phosphorus levels are detrimental to surface water quality, and they lead to severe algae blooms. So the resource concerns that will be addressed by this project will be, like I said previously, the sediment, phosphorus, and nitrogen. And believe it or not, planting 600 acres of cover crops and 800 acres of conservation strip till reduced the sediment by an estimated 1,275 tons a year to
Wow.
the tributaries. 250 pounds of phosphorus and about 885 pounds of nitrogen. So the priority areas of this project will allow farmers to develop a sustainable soil health program in these areas of Wilkin County, which will protect the water entering the Red River.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Craig. So talk about the septic grants that you have.
Well, we've talked about septics in the grant here on the show, and the price of the septic systems has increased dramatically
yeah,
the last few years.
I'd say.
Just like sometimes it's as much, it's like a house payment, basically, getting
right.
a septic system put on. They're up to $20,000 in some areas. But just like everything else, prices are going up. So we have a couple low-income septic grants available from the state of Minnesota, and they have the ability to pay up to $10,000 or 75% of the cost installing the system.
Okay.
There's a second grant, too, that we have from the Board of Soil and Water Resources that can pay up to $5,000 off the septic installation.
So, Greg, who qualifies or who can qualify for these grants?
Well, to qualify, the first thing you need is a failing septic system, it's failing to protect groundwater or an imminent threat. If it's an imminent threat, it means it's surfacing in your yard. So basically, you just need a system that needs upgrading according to state code. And if you're coming into office and you're because of a septic system. You're not coming in because it's working, so it's probably failing.
Right.
So, and the next thing you have to do is qualify as low income. And last year, that was $58,000 for a household income. So if your household income is below $58,000, you would qualify for this septic grant. You know, this time of year, it's spring out. You got a high water table. Yeah. This is the time that your failing septic systems are showing up, whether it's backing up in the house or surfacing in the yard. If you have to pump out your tank all the time because the water's draining back from your drain field, your septic system is failing. When I was a kid living over by Manador on a farm in the springtime, our septic system, those in-ground systems, they just wouldn't work properly. We were constantly pumping them out. Over the years, I've learned that a properly installed and designed septic system does work. So having your dog play in the discharge area, your septic system, and then running over and playing with your kids, that's not a healthy thing. So getting these upgraded, you know, is a high priority for landowners in Minnesota. And I know in Richland County, you can talk to Jen at the Soil Conservation District over there, and they have a great cost share program, pays up to 60% for upgrading septics in certain parts of Richland County. So you just have to call Jen over there to see if you qualify for that one.
All right. Some great information as always, Craig Lingen. What's our subject going to be next month, or is that going to be determined?
It's to be determined.
All right. And we were talking field day, too. That's coming up in July. Looking forward to that, too. So good stuff. Craig, always a pleasure talking with you, my friend, and thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, have a good day.
Talking Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District. It is 7:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up and just feel good with this guy.
Well, I'm doing so good because I'm listening to your station.
Springtime in the Southern Valley with Bill Dablo. Mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.